tear a phone book in half.
Oh, so he's a cowboy.
Yep, me from Tulsa.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Steve Sparks will delight you next.
Don't miss this.
Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Best two words in all of sports, Game 7. Most stressful two words in all of sports, Game 7. But the Astros took all the stress out of it by starting that game last night by punching the Dodgers in the face. They land a couple of haymakers. Next thing you know, they're up 5-0, and they've already taken L.A. and the fans right out of the game. And they took all the stress out of a Game 7 environment. They wounded L.A. at the jump, and then they choked them right out. And then Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill became that guy and threw that card. The quote, "I feel like we were the best team," card. An actual quote. He also said, "I wish there had been more." Look, he pitched his guts out in the postseason, but I hate that quote and I always have. "You were not the best team, Rich. The best team won. Always has, always will." Tip your hat to the Astros, keep moving, and stop saying the better team didn't win. They did, and they did in your house. I'm Jim Rome.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh yeah, I was there too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mayo Medical. They did a couple of tests, it didn't cost much, and they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mayo Medical?
Yep, New Mayo Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mayo at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmayomedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. I love this time of year. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option called Inspire. Inspire is FDA approved and works inside your body with your natural breathing process, delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. Simply turn Inspire on before bed and off when you wake up. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to sign up for one of a series of upcoming free educational events in the Chicago area, where you can talk with an Inspire trained physician and people who treat their sleep apnea with Inspire. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, the Queen C4 mattress with Sleep IQ technology is now only $14.99. Save $300. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable.
Glad you just did this.
I counted three absolutely blatant.
This one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
/events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's a ground ball right side. Could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, the Astros are champions. Nicely done. That's two pretty good hip-hop scenes, too, if you think about it. L.A. and Houston. Yeah, you got Scarface and the Ghetto Boys and now Travis Scott, who's who the kids love.
Wasn't
UGK, but they're from Port Arthur. I don't know how close that is to Houston.
Wasn't Houston the center of sort of the crunked and screwed, chopped and screwed?
Chopped and screwed, yeah. Yeah.
Sort of that, like, slow, on the lean kind of sound.
I forget the DJ's name, but if he was from Swisher House. Yeah, DJ. There it is. DJ Screw was the actual.
So that's where the name comes from.
He was one of the. He was the pioneer of the music, and he's also one of the first lean deaths in terms of just intake of too much codeine syrup. Yeah, he died as like he had a heart attack at like 31, 32 years old.
Yeah, that's no joke.
It's liquid heroin.
Right. If you're constantly drinking codeine as your primary nutritional source.
You see all these rappers that are having seizures and all this other stuff and guys having to land planes early is because they're hooked on codeine and they can't, and their body is not going to be able to kick it. So yeah, but Houston's got a pretty dope music scene. Travis Scott got out there and got on top of the dugout last night and started celebrating with the people. So it's a good look for that city. Good look for that team. There were people who didn't go overboard yesterday in terms of the Hurricane Harvey stuff.
Yeah,
I appreciated that.
Yeah, they could have been real easy to go there. Yeah. And I think they probably knew they did enough. But by the way, we're now messed up on time because we promised the Steve Sparks chunk.
We'll do it after the update.
So we're going to
people are going to be here chilling with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard it and I want to hear it. And there's Man, Twitter really reacted to this because
he got it in, man. I mean, he I don't know.
So if you're producing, like, do you think that the producer's on the phone with the station manager? Because it's just the radio, right? At that point, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know the schematics.
Do they just say, all right, let him roll with it as long as he doesn't swear, as long as he doesn't get us sued?
Yeah, let him have fun.
Just let him have fun.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of shine across the nation right now because of it, to be honest with you. So maybe they knew old Sparky would react that way, and they're like, all right, let him ride.
I will say it's pretty impressive because I went through about 20 minutes of that stuff. There was only one borderline obscenity in the whole thing. Like, that includes background stuff. So, like, it's kind of amazing that it happened the way it did.
Right, because, you know, guys are in the most glorious moment of their life. Everybody's drunk. You know the F-bomb should be flying and could be flying, so.
You guys stunk 5 years ago!
He's right.
Dude, that is not a player. That is the broadcaster.
Yeah, the other Twitter thread that a texter brings up here, and I did not know this, the official Twitter feed of DiGiorno Pizza.
Amen.
Was having some fun at the expense of Papa John.
The man's brought it on himself.
Boy, did they go in.
Pizza Hut jumped in as well.
Yep.
Yeah, he brought it on himself. If you're going to talk that talk, the other pizza company's going to be like, hey, by the way, we're good over here.
Our sales are up.
Right, our product is better than your trash-ass product and your trash takes and your trash life, your wax face and your big head buddy.
DiGiorno's tweeting better pizza, better sales.
See?
Us, and it has the arrow pointed up, and the pizza slice, them, pizza slice, and like a down graph arrow.
The G rate.
Oh! Right. And then they go, at Papa John's, if only copying our rising crust were this easy.
Wow. Man, you leave yourself open. We do have to talk about something that happened directly after the game last night, too, which a lot of...
Was there another 600-pound man dropping dead?
No. This was a good moment. I don't know if the guy died either, by the way. Let's not put him in the grave yet. I mean, he'll be there probably soon.
Yeah, the 773 says, Dateline Los Angeles, terrible bulbous human being fulfills lifelong dream of dying in stadium bathroom.
I almost wasn't going to
mention
this
is great. The 815, look, I'll clobber the 815 when they deserve it, but whoever is representing you here is doing God's work. Dying in the urinal at Dodger Stadium, that's too good a death for John Lovitz.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. The Cubs announced weekend passes for the 33rd Cubs Convention go on sale tomorrow at noon. For Cubs, former Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio, who's been hired for the same position with the Tigers, the Red Sox are bringing in Tony La Russa as a special assistant, and the Angels' Justin Upton has signed a new 5-year, $106 million deal. The Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they're in Minnesota. The Bulls are off today. They're in Orlando tomorrow in search of their first road win. The Cavs' Tristan Thompson suffered a calf injury and will probably miss a month. Andrew Luck's been placed on IR. He's still recovering from January's shoulder surgery. GM Chris Ballard said no doctor has indicated the problem with the shoulder could be career-threatening. Thursday night football tonight, the 5-2 Bills are visiting the Jets. Coverage on the score starts at 7. And in the MAC, NIU plays their rival tonight, Toledo. The update is brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. It's the bean. Frango mints belong to Fields. It will always be Sears Tower. You don't mess with Chicago icons. That's why we love Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. For over 100 years, it's the name Chicago trusts for fine quality jewelry, unique collections, and unbeatable protection plans. Use promo code FOREVER and save 10% online. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Let's get Charles! That's all we do!
This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. All right, 790 KBME in Houston. Their game analyst, their color commentator, former knuckleballer Steve Sparks, had himself quite the postgame, and it sounded like this.
As Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse with Kent Giles.
All right, back with Ken Giles in the Astros clubhouse. Ken, this is nuts because it's the most crowded clubhouse I've ever seen. Maybe with the... Hey, pour that on me! I am damned.
What?
Ken Giles, you guys just won the World Series. I can't see, but can you?
Absolutely, I can see everything. Everything's bright. Fantastic here.
Blinded me with science, Ken.
The sky's the limit for us, and we're going to keep on rolling.
And for you personally, where do you get your energy from?
Hey, just enthusiasm. Just being a positive mindset. Everybody, I want to set a positive mindset wherever I am.
Last thing. Message for the fans back in Houston.
Houston strong, baby! World champs!
That's Ken Giles! That's all we do!
Quit yelling.
Back to you, Robert!
Thank you, Steve. You know, it's amazing. I wish Steve would get more excited in these clubhouse celebrations. Let's go back to the clubhouse with Steve Sparks.
Charlie Morton knocked it down. Devo locked it down. Coming out of the bullpen. What series? Hey, what up, man? Devo! I'm going to come back to you in a second, and you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
I ain't singing.
Fisher's doused with me, and I am cold. I am frigid, and I am damp. Yeah. Charlie Morton. Then he started throwing some filth, throwing some breaking balls low and into some lefties. And, you know, and they said, you know what? I quit baseball because this guy overmatched me.
Well, to be honest with you, like, it just went by so quickly.
It did?
It did. It was just... It was so quick. On top of all this, is I got to throw to Brian McCann. And
he's a stud, isn't he?
You know, I threw my debut to him. We came up to get, you know, not in the big leagues because he was way better than me. But we were drafted.
He is way better than you.
Yeah, and he caught my debut.
You know, he has a pear body.
He caught my debut in 08 here, you know, over in Anaheim.
He's a little overweight.
He's a stud.
And Mike Fiers is taking a picture, and he's making sure I'm not in it because I'm a slug. Devo, Charlie, thanks for joining us, by the way. Devo, you might be the most talented karaoke singer I've ever heard in my life besides Adam Lambert from American Idol. Ain't No Sunshine. Last time I asked you to sing Ain't No Sunshine, you went in to some other realm of some other song, and I said, what is he even talking about? You can knock this down. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. You guys just won the World Series. This is never going to happen again. Game 7.
Another try to say the name right.
No sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house ain't never warm when she's away. But baby, there ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I kind of attracted to this.
She's gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's just so gorgeous. This is straight out of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Back to you, Robert.
And another great karaoke performance from Chris DeVinci. That's become a post-game celebration tradition. Yeah, Steve Sparks is going to join us in the clubhouse once again with Dallas Keuchel.
Hey, Dallas Keuchel just got interviewed by CNN. Blah, blah, blah. I want some boring interviews. Blah, blah, blah. CNN, Dallas. How was that? How did you feel, Dallas, winning a World Series?
It was horrible. I mean,
that guy should be expelled.
Altuve's silly, and he's still young. Marwin's young. I mean, these guys.
You're still young.
These guys are like.
I want to slap you in the face.
I'm the oldest of the group, so I got to be like the father shepherd, you know.
Have you ever put anybody over your knee and spanked them in the clubhouse?
No, but I thought about it.
Who?
I told them to clean their act up.
Who?
They're going to get.
Martez, right? Martez.
Martez knows Daddy Keuchel. Put the whooping on him if he's not in line.
Daddy Keuchel, does your mom ever put you over her knee and spank you?
She couldn't catch me.
You guys stunk 5 years ago.
We did. And you know what? Carl Schneider still stinks.
That's the clubhouse manager. I agree.
Steve Sparks, we'll go back to him down in the Astros clubhouse right now.
AT&T Sports. We got Jeff Blum and Julian Morales on with us in the celebration. Yo! 111 losses 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. This Astros team sucked. What?
Did you just
Can you believe this?
Why are you whispering that? They did.
Blummer, how many celebrities did you see at Dodger Stadium tonight?
More than I care to see again.
Like who? Ashton Kutcher?
What'd you just crap on?
And who else? Who else did we see?
I don't know anything.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Astros games this year. I don't know what's going on outside of Astros baseball.
Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac.
We saw. No. Don't say Tupac. That is brutal.
Right now, what?
I'm embarrassed for you on that last one. Who else did we see?
Manny from Modern Family.
Manny from Modern Family.
He's like
Manny. What? I liked him when he was cute and small. These days?
And Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse. Let's go back down to Steve.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, we're getting ready to conclude things, and the Astros are celebrating. It's going to be going on for a while. Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth, who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo from the heavens watching down on the Astros knock things down in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. It's been unbelievable. Everybody in the club's getting tipsy. What? Everybody in the club getting tipsy. It's been a lot of fun. The Astros knocking it down, Game 7, against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's been a great ride. We've been going since the third week of February. 212 broadcasts for this broadcast team. We've had a lot of fun. Robert, it's been very enjoyable. And the Astros, can you believe, after 56 seasons, being able to win the World Series for the first time? Unbelievable. Everybody, we thank you for being listeners. Fans, we love you. We'll see you in spring training back again next year. I'm out of here.
All right, and thanks again, Steve, for all your contributions down in the clubhouse and all season long.
Oh, my God. The quote of the year show is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know that it's ever started. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a 52-year-old man going down to celebrate with kids who are half his age.
The best part was... Wait a sec. That last bit, right. They were supposed to do the closing segment was
somber.
Was in memoriam to their dead program director. I was expecting
Mitch Rosen has died.
Right. Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
He quoted Jaquan. Right.
I was expecting to be like, our program director, he passed away.
Hey, man, if you don't think that was awesome, you've got a problem.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
If you are at work right now and your day is going poorly and that made it worse, then you got nothing to live for. Steve Sparks is 52 years old. This isn't a guy who just retired last
year. That takes the whole Rick Sutcliffe thing or any of...
Bro, we're going to run that again before the show is over.
Devo, I'm going to come back to you in a second. And you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
He got it wrong twice.
Ain't No Sunshine.
He called it Sunshine twice.
You guys stunk 5 years ago.
No, I mean...
That's true.
Dude.
111 losses 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. This Astros team sucked. What? Can you believe this?
Why are you whispering that? They did.
By the way, for the people out there, why do they keep putting him on? That's their only sound from the clubhouse. He's got the microphone.
He's their the color commentator.
Right.
That's like Steve Stone or Ron
Coomdog
or Jim DeShays or Darren Jackson.
As if Coomdog snorted his
passed
pillow.
Passed out on my mic.
Right. If he chopped up his pillow and snorted
it. That's I just ate half sound. Of my pillow.
Javi's going to sing Ain't No Sunshine. Jesus, like so many cringeworthy moments.
No, but when you put them all together, it becomes sort of a brilliant performance
really
piece.
It's genius. It's genius. How do you get that drunk just walking downstairs? Think about that. He had to stay up there and give the goodbyes on the Astros Radio Network. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
This is time now to recognize the program director who passed away and everybody in the club getting dizzy.
3 o'clock, Anthony Herron will join us. You're welcome for that. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Hey, Dallas Keuchel just got interviewed by CNN. Blah, blah, blah. I want some boring interviews.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Joe Buck wrote the article about the pinnacle of his career, calling the Cubs getting there.
The history of the Cubs, which, again, I'll go to my grave saying that's as good as it gets.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai
has... America's best
warranty? Right, or that Hyundai's...
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has...
3 different SUVs, from the Tucson to the 7-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like...
The Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus... when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, the Queen C4 mattress with SleepIQ technology is now only $14.99. Save $300. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted 3 absolutely no calls blatant too.
There's one
where
he ran
calls
off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer...
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The premiere CBS tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Blumber, how many celebrities did you see at Dodger Stadium tonight?
More than I care to see again.
Like who? Ashton Kutcher?
What'd you just crap on?
And who else? Who else did we see?
I don't know anything.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Astros games this year. I don't know what's going on outside of Astros baseball.
Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac.
We saw. No. Don't say Tupac. That is brutal.
Right now, what?
I'm embarrassed for you on that last one.
Hub Arcus, that's getting better now.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. So that man that you just heard, Steve Sparks, this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, sent to us by a listener. Tom Hardricourt.
Hardricourt, sure. Longtime baseball lifer.
Says, every time a professional athlete, and in particular a baseball player, is injured in some freakish manner, Steve Sparks knows who's coming next. Oh, what's coming next? Quote, the list are going to come out with the weirdest sports injuries of all time, said Sparks. I'm always high up on the list. That's what happens when you dislocate a shoulder trying to tear apart a telephone book, as Sparks did in the Milwaukee Brewers spring training camp in Chandler, Arizona in 1994.
He also dislocated his other shoulder trying to rip open a bottle of vodka.
Sparks, a 28-year-old knuckleball pitcher trying to make the big league team for the first time, decided to attempt that feat, but instead dislocated his left non-throwing shoulder for the seventh time in his career. Before retiring, Sparks dislocated that shoulder 15 times, resulting in three surgeries that left 11 plastic hooks to hold it in place. Every other time I had dislocated my shoulder, I had it over my head, recalls Sparks, now an analyst for the radio broadcast of Houston Astro Games. So I figured if I kept my arm low, I could do it. I had it halfway ripped apart when my shoulder popped out. I got a pretty good tongue lashing from Sal and Gar. Manager Phil Garner. That injury mixed Sparks' chances of claiming a roster spot, but he did make his major league debut the following year, going 9-11 with a 4.63 ERA in 33 games.
He was famous for that, and now he is a legend.
Yeah, I just hope that because the internet's going to get a hold of this, and as you see Twitter timelines bubbling up on these sports sites for the Win and some of these other outlets, that it doesn't discourage the next drunken clubhouse celebration by someone who didn't have anything to do with the game.
That if it's a player, you know, okay, players have their moments, but the fact was that they kept, first of all, kept going back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Where if their program director wasn't dead,
we're getting ready to conclude things, and the Astros are celebrating. It's going to be going on for a while. Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth, who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo from the heavens watching down on the Astros knock things down in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. It's been unbelievable. Everybody in the club's getting tipsy. What? Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Everybody in the club getting doing the chicken head.
Oh, I guess Jamie Hildreth was the senior VP of broadcasting of the Astros, not of the station. So he was was the guy who coordinated the broadcasting stuff from the team side of it.
So he's in the middle of a memorial.
Somebody has to go. Somebody from the station has to go down there and say, "Hey, Sparksy, give me the ball."
No, they don't.
Yeah, I was about to say, hell no, they don't.
No, it's not your night, man.
And it's not your night.
You've got reporters. You got somebody else.
And then what does he do? CNN should be banned.
Hey, Sparksy's throwing 100. He's painting all corners.
Oh, dude, killing it out there.
Oh, from our perspective,
I'd be giving him the stretch sign.
He's Randy Johnson with the Diamondbacks.
You're going 12 tonight, kid.
You damn right.
You're
going
to wear this one.
Jack Morris out there, ladies
Sparksy,
and gentlemen.
You're going to wear this
a
one.
A legend was born. That guy. That's how it happens, though. Like, from that moment on, he will be known nationally. Like,
he'll be on Kimmel or something.
Oh, my God. Like, he's a star today. He is an absolute star. Speaking of, I want to talk about something that happened after the game last night. I have some questions about a very public event that took place, so we'll do that when we come back.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
It's a short thing. Anthony Herron will be at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
And six.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Molly and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears. Oh, my God. They just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Celebrate. Die Hard is partnering with Sears Auto Center to help you get to your next adventure. Drive into a Sears Auto Center near you and take advantage of one of their most exciting offers ever. Buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation. Some exclusions may apply. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Molly and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears. Oh, my God. They just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted
three absolutely blatant.
This one where he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
NFL Network. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
3-2 to Springer. Shot into left center field. Back at the wall. It's gone. Springer stays hot. And it's 5-0 Houston here in the second.
All right, this has happened twice now. Well, it happened twice in the World Series to Yu Darvish. And apparently, as you always like to say, they had his pitches. Carlos Beltran, who was a teammate of one Yu Darvish and Texas Rangers in the postgame, brought this up.
Was there any sharing information with Darvish? Was he doing anything perhaps with his glove that those hitters look so comfortable?
Jesus Christ, man.
Inside info.
You know what? Yu Darvish is a guy that I got the opportunity to play with him last year when I was with the Rangers. Yu Darvish take a lot of pride into no tipping. So, you know, Yu Darvish wasn't doing much. There were a few things that he was doing, but, you know, a lot of guys sometimes are afraid to use them. Right. You know how it is. Sometimes you could translate something to the younger guys, and they'll go like, oh, man, I mean, that's too tight. That's too late. But, you know, Joe is a great man. I have to honestly say that.
You can say pass. Go ahead.
Look at his face.
He's smiling. He's about to cry again.
Yeah, I wish that Alex and David Ortiz didn't get in his way there because he was getting ready to.